not putting up with this anymore.
Putting up with what? I can't talk to people?
I am out of here.
Oh, what a fuck? Oh, come on. What? Because I have a little conversation with somebody?
Constantly, and I am not.
What? If I was having a conversation with Bob or something, like, would we be having this talk?
You don't make
Isaac Bob. What, am I sleeping with Bob?
You don't make Isaac Bob when you make Isaac Clarissa. Every time she walks in a room, it's the same deal.
Come on.
That's it. Listen, I have had enough. I am
had enough of what? Had enough of what?
I am going back to my mother.
Oh, come on. Oh, please.
This is a true love story of infidelity that leads to insecurity and newfound jealousy. When love is over, you suffer the coldest. Heartbreak that can't be mended with a dozen roses. Apologies not accepted this time. It's over.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it
a
now.
A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
I regret it
my
now.
My actions overshadow everything I've done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together now.
I regret it now.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it
a
now.
A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
I regret it
my
now.
My actions overshadow everything I've done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together.
Every last one of us was caught up in conniving attempts of infidelity. I've been on both sides of the fence. It kind of boosts up your pride in a sense, but then it crumbles in your face when you get caught at the job of the gym. I took advantage of my lady and I must have been crazy to think that I would find some type of justification and make her understand why I was away from the house so much. Great thinking, super, you just lost all your spouse's trust. That's what I thought. I had my boys ridiculing me. Even the biggest fool could see that I was thinking foolishly. The same night when fans came to see me perform, here I go strutting in the crib around 3 a.m. I'm trying to tiptoe all slow when I enter the room, but women pick up instantly on the scent of perfume. The first night she didn't say a word, she waited about a month or two. Just when the nigga really started getting comfortable, and she was definitely mad. Everything I had was sitting in the front door, the 3 separate hefty bags. The note attached read, I was there for you. How could you do me wrong? Well, let that other bitch take care of you. I try to call saying, I love you, you know I do. You my heart and soul, baby. But her mind won't change up. I'm still begging, like, baby, please. I'm a changed man, take me back, please. That's when the phone hangs up, damn.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it
now. A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
Oh, I regret it
now. My actions overshadow everything I done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together now.
I regret it now.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
I regret it now.
A perfect match until I started getting comfortable.
I regret it now.
My actions overshadow everything I done for you.
I regret it now.
I let her down, now we ain't together now.
Yo, this is Super. I don't know if you got the last 10 messages I left you, but hit me back when you get this. Please.
Oh my God. Thank the Lord for love, forms, and home, my God. I guess all that begging was beneficial after all. Let's move on.
Now after 6 months of begging like he sweating his heyday and bringing her flowers and candy every other payday, no longer do I have to stay away and let her be. She got back together with me and I was thinking it was all love. She forgave me, we did our best to erase my past actions I regretted in the first place. But now I'm back in a relationship that isn't for us. Me cheating on her made her jealous and insecure. Now every time I leave the house she searches out on my clothes. Sometimes I feel like I'm out on parole. Don't let me come home late, she think I'm out with these hoes. I wanna argue with her but nah, my mouth stays closed.
I'm in the doghouse.
I probably would be better off alone and backtracking my own steps so I don't set it off at home. Now my attitude's multiplied and insecurity gets at an all-time high. For all the time she cried and I hear,
where you been? Who you with? Who you going out with? Why you all dressed up? Is that a new outfit?
I know I'm responsible for these apprehensive risks, but every time she gets this, I'm wrapping expensive gifts. I'm making attempts to fade this little image of a pimp that's hanging over my head every time she takes a glimpse at my photograph. I think she would be better off with other dudes. So this love I lose, cause you won't let me make it up to you, girl. I'm gone.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
You regret it now.
Again, no longer do I feel comfortable.
Oh, you regret it now.
You don't care about the things that I done for you. I think I loved you even more when you was woman number 2.
You regret it now.
Me and you, we had it good and it was wonderful.
You regret it now.
Again, no longer do I feel comfortable.
Oh, you regret it now.
You don't care about the things that I done for you. I think I loved you even more when you was woman number 2.
Her mistake was taking him back. His mistake was coming back. Who's to blame in this case? The insecure woman or the man that cheated in the first place? Another case of complicated love. Until next time.